Hey there, Dr. Paula here. Today's session will be focused on living according to your values. And we can begin by imagining a pendulum swinging in front of your eyes. Its gentle rhythm captures your attention. As you watch the pendulum, your eyes begin to feel heavy. With each swing, to the left and to the right, to the left and then to the right, and again to the left and to the right, you feel your mind becoming more focused and relaxed. Your eyelids become heavier, and as they close, you enter a state of deep relaxation, guided by the soothing rhythm of the pendulum. I'm going to count backwards from 10 to 1. And with each number, you can focus on your breathing and feel yourself descending into a deeper and deeper state of relaxation and concentration. Starting from 10, 9, letting go, 8, with each number, you let go a little more, allowing yourself to sink into a state of peaceful receptivity. 7, 6, 5, your mind becoming more receptive. 4, 3, 2, almost there. 1, as you reach this final number, you are in a deep, relaxed, and open state. As you relax in this tranquil, serene state, know that you are exactly where you need to be. And in this moment, no one wants or expects anything from you. In this moment, all you need to do is to listen to the sound of my voice. If thoughts wander in as I'm talking, that's okay. Your subconscious is still tracking, and you can gently return your attention to the sound of my voice whenever you are ready. If there are any outside sounds like the sound of a car or a barking dog, you can remember that these sounds are there and you are here. These sounds will simply serve as a signal that you can go deeper into your state of focused attention, and you can enjoy this moment completely. If you discover a tingle or a twitch, go ahead and scratch or adjust your position. Moving around to make yourself comfortable will only add to your enjoyment and your concentration. Imagine that you are standing in front of a mirror, gazing at your reflection. As you look into your own eyes, see the person who embodies your deepest values. Let your reflection remind you to align your actions with your values, ensuring that every step you take is a step toward the life you aspire to lead. You recognize that when your actions and choices are in alignment with your core principles, you can live a purposeful and meaningful life, regardless of external circumstances. Values are the standards you follow in determining your life, your North Star. And when you are living those standards, it is easy to sleep at night, no matter what happens. because for you, it is as it needs to be. Decisions become so much easier when you are living your values, and whatever the outcome, you are content with yourself. When you are living your values, it's not about what you get, but rather what you become, and you are at peace with yourself. As you continue to gaze into your mirror, you can listen to the sound of your heartbeat, steady and unwavering. Each beat is a reminder of your core values. Let this sound guide your choices, ensuring that your actions resonate with the values that define you. Your thoughts begin to wander, and you think about the story of the lost son. It was a village in which a very wealthy man lived with his two sons. The younger son was restless and eager to explore the world beyond their village. He approached his father and asked for his share of the inheritance so that he could venture out and experience life. Reluctantly, the father granted his request, and the younger son set off on a journey. He indulged in a life of extravagance, squandering his wealth on pleasures and living recklessly. However, as time went on, his money ran out, and he found himself destitute. Faced with desperation, the young man took up a job feeding pigs, a task considered impure in his culture. He was so hungry that he longed to eat the pigs' food, but even that was denied to him. In his lowest moment, he realized the gravity of his actions and the values he had forsaken. Filled with remorse, the young man decided to return home to his father, admitting his mistakes and hoping to become a servant in his father's household. He knew he didn't deserve to be treated as a son. As he approached the village, his father spotted him from afar and ran to embrace him. Instead of chastising his son, the father welcomed him with open arms, celebrating his return. He clothed him, fed him, and threw a grand feast to rejoice. The elder son, who had remained with his father, was upset by the lavish welcome his younger brother received. He questioned his father's decision to celebrate someone who had squandered his inheritance. In response, the father explained that his joy came from the return of his lost son and the opportunity for redemption. As you think about this story, you can remember how important it is to live according to your values and not to squander opportunities and blessings. But even as important as this is, you also understand that, like the father, you must treat yourself with compassion and forgiveness when you slip, because you are human and you will slip, and you will occasionally stray from your values. As a reminder to treat yourself with the love and caring you would offer another, place your hand over your heart, feeling its rhythm. Deep in your heart is your unique path and purpose. When faced with decisions, you can allow the rhythm of your heart to guide you towards choices that honor your values. You know that the more your actions are aligned with your values, the more vital, meaningful, and happier your life is. It's time now to return to your day. I'm going to count up from 1 to 3. And when I reach 3, you will be alert and content, knowing that you understand that living your values, aligning your decisions with what matters the most, will bring happiness and peace. 1, becoming more aware of the air and the sounds that surround you. 2, wriggling your toes, your fingers. And 3, fully alert and ready to get on with your day. Take care.